Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are joined by John Day. John, good morning. What do you like as freebies?
Oh gosh, you know, good question. I mean, I think it's got to be a pen, something to write with.
I also think so. Yeah.
Work on the move, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think without a pen in my hand properly.
Yeah, we're old school.
Yeah, as long as you say old school and not old, John, then we're fine.
Yeah, right.
Then we'll stick with that. Right, it is the 6:37. Let's actually talk to John about the subject that we actually wanted to get him on to talk about. So we wanted to chat about the conflict, really, between Donald Trump and Zoran Mamdani. And we've been speaking about this, lots of concern, certainly in many sectors, about what happens if he becomes a mayor. It does seem to be that Donald Trump is flexing his muscles. Roughly 9 to 10 billion of New York City budget does come from Washington. And the question is, what will happen if those funds are cut? Are they actually able to? Is this something that they can do? So we wanted to ask John the question. John, at face value, does a president threatening to withhold federal funds if voters elect a disfavored candidate impact on their voting rights?
Right. Well, if we take a few steps back and realize that this is what, I mean, Donald Trump loves this conflict. I mean, he loves this election. He loves this setting up of Mamdani as he keeps calling him a communist. Mamdani says, no, I'm a democratic socialist. When you're having to, you know, make that distinction in a campaign, that means that your opponent is scoring points, obviously.
Absolutely. So
Trump sees this as the way that he can define for his people, for the Republican Party and the MAGA base, he can define the future of the Democratic Party. So he doesn't really care in the end what happens with Mamdani. And now what Trump did was he got Eric Adams, the mayor who's running as an independent, who's got close ties now to the Trump administration. He got Eric Adams to drop out to make it seem like it's a choice between Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, and Mamdani. Cuomo, of course, getting the support from the traditional Democratic side of the race. But what Trump is doing is he's setting this up. It's his way of saying, I get to now define the future of the Democratic Party, and it's this communist named Mamdani. So what effect it has on the election, Trump doesn't really care. Can he withhold the money from the city if Mamdani wins? It's unclear. Of course, that'll have to be played out. But right now, Trump doesn't really care about the end result. He just likes the ability to be able to define what Democrats are.
So in other words, what you're saying is, if I'm understanding it correctly, is that it's actually more about a battle with the Democrats than it is Mamdani. He's using Mamdani because he is a good example of this, what did he call himself, democratic socialist, i.e. communist, whatever it would be. If he shows him as being representative of the Democratic Party, then he has scored a win for the entire country, not just this particular battle. Is that right?
Right. Yes, correct. It's his way of, it's Trump's way of saying, I'm now the one who defines what the future of the Democrats looks like.
Right.
And it's this guy who is, you know, in his view, inexperienced. It's this guy who is, Trump calls him a communist. It's now Trump's way of saying, this is what the Democrats look like, and I'm the only one who's standing between a communist-led city of New York and, you know, this future that looks so bleak for him, so for the Democrats. So he loves it. He doesn't really care in the end whether or not he can actually withhold the money. That's going to be a lot of battles at court, I would assume, and in Congress. But for Trump, this is the greatest thing that's come down the road in a long time, because he gets this opponent you know, Trump does well when there's an opponent that he
Sure.
can demonize like that, and he's really good at it.
Yeah, he seems to be. The reality, though, is that there are real concerns about Mamdani and what it would mean for the future of New York.
Right. I mean, does Trump care about that? No, but do the people of New York care about that? Absolutely. I mean, Mamdani's policies and his proposals are unlike anything that anyone's seen. And so, you know, now you have this situation where the mainstream Democratic Party is trying to rally around Andrew Cuomo, who's running as an independent since Mamdani beat him in the primaries. And you've got Trump and his people trying to convince, there's a Republican, Curtis Sliwa, who doesn't really stand a chance, but Trump and his people are trying to get Sliwa to withdraw from the race so that the Republican votes could go to Cuomo. In their view, that would push Cuomo over Mamdani. But really, I don't think Trump and his people would mind if they have another target, the way that they've used the Democratic mayors of other cities like Los Angeles, Portland, Chicago, Baltimore. You know, this is what they like. They like having this stark, set up between the Democratic mayors, where now Trump can say, "I'm sending in troops," which he's trying to do in Portland, Oregon. And that gives him, you know, he gets to set himself up as this strong man who can go in and save the cities. So does he care in the end? Probably not.
And in fact, it might even work in his favor if Mamdani wins and he's called it out, excuse me, and New York goes the way that many are saying it will go or has already started going. So it might even work in his favor. The more the noise and the more he calls it out, the better it would be for him, I guess. So it's really a bit of a win-win here.
Yeah. I think he sees it as another way to take on the mayors of these cities, and he's got a huge amount of support congressionally from the Republicans, and he says throughout the country among his supporters. So it's part of his playbook, and how it plays out in this election, if Mamdani, who is the front runner, but defeats Cuomo, does Trump care? No, it's another target. It's another target of opportunity for him to establish the Democrats as so far left that they're irrelevant.
When do these elections take place?
They're coming up. You had to ask that question. I don't have the exact
But it's November, right?
I would have written it down at the hotel pen, but I don't have one in front of me.
So. Well, what kind of hotel is that? Yeah.
But
it is sometime in November.
We're coming up soon, and of course Mamdani is seen as the front runner, and whether Cuomo benefits from Trump's intervention, that's a fascinating situation.
Yes.
on its own. So
that is where we leave it. John Day, thank you as always, and just make sure that you make use of those hotel pens.